Climate change is real and a present danger. Unless critical and urgent action is taken to curb greenhouse gas emissions, we will continue to experience increasing temperatures as well as more frequent and intense weather events such as hurricanes, droughts, and floods.
Minister with responsibility for the environment in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz. Goal 4 of Vision 2030 aims to create a healthy natural environment with specific focus on hazard risk reduction and climate change adaptation. As part of efforts to achieve this goal and to reduce national exposure to the impacts of climate change, the government and its partners have implemented Phase 2 of the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adaptation to Climate Change JA REACH project. JA REACH is a four-year initiative funded at a cost of $12 million by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, implemented by the ACDI, VOCA, and local partners.
This project, which started in the last quarter of 2015, represents the expansion of the original JA REACH project. In the first phase, support was provided to the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management to improve rural disaster risk management. The project also involved partnerships with a number of parish councils to undertake works improvements such as drains and local water supply infrastructure.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Denzel Thorpe. JA REACH 2 will continue to collaborate with a wide range of partners and utilize voluntary technical assistance to engage in climate change adaptation and mitigation solutions. It is anticipated that the project will result in the strengthening of strategic planning, monitoring and evaluation processes across various ministries and local authorities. It will also improve guidelines to handle disaster and climate change impacts in the form of projects involving local authorities. This way, Jamaicans will be able to own these mitigation strategies and continue them across the island. Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie says the partnership will increase the capacity of local authorities to deal with the issues directly related to climate change.
It is about assisting the local authorities to assess and improve and change their structure to address climate change issues in the communities, towns and cities. It is about helping the local authorities to develop new skills in attracting financing to deal practically with the challenge of climate change.
Under Phase 2 of the initiative, thousands of Jamaicans are expected to benefit from climate change awareness and resilience building strategies. The program promises to place focus on agricultural practices and the availability of financing for farmers.
We will be building upon the work under our first iteration of the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change project, where we supported 18 communities to develop climate and disaster risk plans. So under this follow-on four-year project, this partnership will focus particularly on strengthening the enabling environment for climate-sensitive development both at the national and the local level.
USAID Mission Director to Jamaica, Denise Herbal. JA REACH 2 will also focus on achieving increased investment in climate-smart agriculture, increased adaptation of natural resource management best practices, and improved global climate change policy, planning, and coordination structures. It will make available technical assistance for micro, small, and medium enterprises through supporting organizations. Jamaicans are being urged to take climate change seriously in an effort to save communities like the Portmore municipality that are at great risk.
In the middle of May, the JA REACH team and representatives of the local authorities met for a two-day climate change visioning workshop. And I remember advising those persons that my first real impact presentation on climate change, where it is that I started to pay even closer attention to climate change, was when we had a presentation at a forum where there was a pictorial that showed if climate change impact continues at the pace that it is now, where it showed Portmore, where I used to live, totally covered with water. That is what they are saying that Jamaica would look like in 2030 if we don't do anything to stop climate change issues.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Denzel Thorpe.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.